Okay, now this will be a really interesting one because this is actually going to be a 14-minute slot because we're so lucky to have Olivia with us today. Of course we are. She's given us an introduction to getting to grips with Glow and then some practical tools that we can actually use in the classroom with Glow. And basically some examples, obviously, from practice of what she's done. And just it'll be useful for those of us in a lot of local authorities and in whatever university we go to if we've just got Glow, which seems to be the case in quite a few local authorities as well. So thank you, Olivia, for coming, and you've got 14 minutes, so take your time.
Hi, my name is Olivia Wexelstein. I'm a primary school teacher in a very small school in Dunfermline, Fife. I have 31 pupils in the whole school. So I teach the P4 to 7 class, and I have 20 children in my class, which is absolutely fabulous. We've just been using Glow in Fife for just over a year. And really this year I've been using it with my class all the time. In fact, as soon as I came back after the summer holidays, we were all logging in and using it straight away. And we do use it just about every day now. So what I'm going to show you is some of the things that I've been using Glow for, which will hopefully give you some practical ideas that you can go off and use yourself. Obviously I don't have time to show you how to make all the things that I've done, but I do have a Glow cookbook, and basically that's how I learned how to do things as well, was if you just type Glow cookbooks into Google, it'll get you to the cookbooks, and it gives you lots of examples of what other practitioners have been using Glow for. And the fabulous thing about it is it's got little demonstration videos that actually take you through step by step how to create all the things that I've made in Glow. So obviously today I've not got time to show you how to make all the things, but I'll show you how I've been using it to give you some ideas of what to do. So this is my Glow group that I've been using this year. You can see on the front page I've got a little picture of my class. So I've got some links there, something that's called the Daily What News Feed. It's something that the LTS creates. And basically it's just news stories that are updated on a regular basis that you can use with your class. When you actually go into the Daily What website, if you log in with your Glow username and password, there's also activities, forums that the children can post questions on, quizzes, things like that. So it's a really useful tool to use. One of the great things that I love about Glow is the fact that I can put all my web links up there. You know, so basically, you know, before you would have to try and tell the children what website you wanted them to use. If they click or set it up yourself, which is quite a hard task to do, you know, if you're trying to set up 10, 15 laptops all on the same website. And then if you clicked away from it, you know, sometimes it took you a while to be able to get back to where you wanted to get them. Now, I mean, every day, as part of the follow-up to different sorts of work, a lot of times it's maths, I can just say to them, okay, once you've finished your maths activity, I want you to go and log in to the maths topic that we've been doing in maths this week and go to and choose one of the games to use in our web links. But that's just the one that's on the front page. It's got lots of different things in there, but I will show you one of my maths pages as well. So that's the front page. You can see at the top I've got quite a lot of tabs, right at the very top there. So that's the number of pages that I've created this year. I'm going to show you later as well the Glow group that I've started creating for next year. And I've got rid of all these tabs because it's possible to create hidden pages within your Glow group, and it really sort of tidies your page up so you're not having all these different things along the top. Plus, everything's all kind of muddled, you know, because I've got my reading there and maths and my rich tasks. So for next year, what I wanted to do was to group everything together. So I'll show you how I did that later on. So this is one of my reading group pages. So each reading group has got their own page that tells them what reading book they're doing. They've also got their learning outcomes up there. So put their learning and how that relates to curriculum for excellence. So, you know, it's a really good way of sharing what they're learning. You know, plus as well, the children can go on and log on at home, and parents too can see what it is their children are learning that term. And there's a wee photograph as well of the group. So they're called the Random Bobs. I don't know why. And my class seemed to have a bit of an obsession with the name Bob. Okay, next, one of my maths pages. So right at the very beginning of the year, did a whole class topic on weight. So you can see at the top again, I've got my learning outcomes. Very easy to create just in a text editor web part. And then as I scroll down, you can put in discussion web parts, which allow you to set the problems for them to solve, and you can ask them to go in and answer the questions. Also, we had in class, we had a discussion about how weight would be used in everyday life. So normally, you know, you would write that up on the blackboard or the whiteboard and that would be it, lost forever. So what we decided to do was to put the list that they've created into Glow, and that then afterwards, if anybody thought of something else that they wanted to add in, then it gave them the opportunity to go in and do that. You know, so you're getting them to think about their learning after, you know, after they've done it, and come back and reflect and think on more things. You can also embed games as well using XML web parts. BBC website is really good. It's got a lot of games that you can get the codes from and then just embed them into your goal group. So this is one here. You have to use the ruler to measure the parcel, and the next step was to weigh it. And then after that, they had to use the table to calculate and work out what the postage would be for that parcel. Okay. And then down the bottom, you know, we're all concerned with evidence, you know, especially when we're being encouraged to do a lot more active learning, a lot more hands-on things where there's not going to be any written evidence. So Glow is great to be able to upload your photographs. I have to admit there, we really should have put a description, and that's one thing that I'm going to work on doing next year, is encouraging the children to put descriptions in their photographs, because obviously if you've not got the description there, then you don't really, you know, you don't know what learning is taking place. So that's one thing that I'm going to look at next year. But, you know, it's an easy way to look back and for the children to remember what they were doing. And obviously, they can go home at the end of the day and the mum says, what have you been doing at school today? And the child can go, oh, come on, let's all go into Glow and I can show you what we were doing today. You know, as a parent myself, I would, you know, think that would be, you know, a great thing to happen. Fortunately, my daughter's school don't use Glow too much yet, but she goes in and tells them some of the things I've been doing, so hopefully I'll move on soon. Okay, one of the first rich tasks that we did was a solar system. So this is a page that we created for that. And you can see at the top, we've got a challenge, and that was obviously, that was chosen by the children. They decided what their challenge for the rich task was going to be, so we put it up there. We've got the learning outcomes that we're going to cover and curriculum for excellence. We did a brainstorming session and got the children to come up with the key questions, what they wanted to actually find out about the solar system. So again, they're linked there, they're all put in there. We've got the web links that they can use throughout the task. They also decided what activities that they would like to do, you know, not just to help them find out their answers to the key questions, but other, you know, fun activities that they want to do too. So the list of them on there. Then we had a visitor, Spud Lightyear, crash landed in the classroom. So they had to do a bit of problem solving and decide how they were going to help him. So we've got a list there of things that they were going to do. More photographs for evidence. Here's a space where they uploaded some of the work that they'd done as well. So again, you know, it's just a really great way of gathering evidence of, you know, everything that you've been doing. It doesn't all have to be written down on a piece of paper, and it's much more eco-friendly as well. Right, well, as you all know, last year we all had a few extra days off than we were expecting. So Glow is invaluable for snow days. You know, the children don't have to stop learning just because they're shut in the house. So I created a snow day page. Can you all see the snow falling down? So there was a chat room, but none of that. I went on it and none of them went on, so I was a wee bit disappointed with that. And there's a discussion board where they could write down what they'd been doing on their days off. I had some web links for some games that they could play, some activities that they could do, a place to upload the activities, and a place for them to upload the snowmen that they'd been building in their garden. You know, so even though to them it didn't seem like learning, you're still keeping them engaged. You know, obviously because we've been using Glow for a whole year now, this year I would be if we have any more snow days, I would be expecting, you know, almost 100% of my class to be logging on. Didn't have a massive uptake this year, but again, you know, it was parent expectation. I think they didn't realise that, you know, that it was there for the children to be using. Oh, I've only got 3 minutes left.
We're getting ready to get
the I know, I don't worry, I've got to count down my phone, so I know. This is just another wee fun thing that I created. When you use a text editor, you can create hotspots. So I created hotspots in a calendar, but only opened the link up each day. So it gave them a wee advent calendar and they could click on it, and it would take them to a fun educational game that they could play every day leading up to Christmas. Don't know, have any of you used Bokis before? No? Right, Bokis, fantastic. It's a completely free website you can go to. It's just called Boki.com. Children can make their own wee avatar. You can then get them to record some sound using a sound recorder like Audacity. And then you can upload it into their wee avatar. And we used it when we were doing the Burns poems. You know, as a way that the children could, you know, do their recording, and then they could listen back to the recordings and decide if there was any improvements that they wanted to make before they did their performance in front of the rest of the class.
Let's go
Right, so as you can imagine, the kids absolutely love that. You know, a bit more an interesting way to learn their Scots poem than they're normally used to. Right, I'm running out of time, so I can't show you everything that's in here. As I said, I have got a cookbook, so if you want to see more of what I've been doing, it's in there. I just quickly want to show you how I've moved on to the next step. For next year. So this is what my Glow group looks like for next year. So you can see there's no tabs at all along the top. It's all hidden pages. These are my hidden pages here. These links along here. And then these buttons here are the links to hidden Glow groups, all within, you know, that one Glow group. To find out how to do that, there's a Glow Help blog, and all you need to do is just type in hidden pages into the search engine, and it'll give you all the instructions on how you can create that. The actual front page has been created with a website called Wix.com, which allows you to make your own free flash websites. That was a template I used, but you can, you know, start from scratch and just create whatever you want. And then what I did was, the web part is sitting in as a page viewer. So you just create the page viewer web part, copy the URL of this website that you've created and put it in, and it's as simple as that. I know I've run out of time. But I've also been doing work on e-portfolios, and if any of you are interested, I am presenting at the Scottish Learning Festival this year on the work that I've done with ePortfolios. So if any of you have got time to sign up and come along to that, I'd love to see you there. So that's me. Thank you.